This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. رياض عزازي welcome you all to the Tafsir Bites. السلام عليكم. Tafsir Bites or Tafsir Bits. And today we are with سورة المؤمنون. سورة المؤمنون from the Tafsir Bites inshallah. So I'm just going to give a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah, and then we'll proceed with Surah Mu'minun, because I missed it last time. You know, I jumped to Surah Nur, but then I forgot about Surah Mu'minun. So I'm going back one surah prior to Nur, because we finished Surah Nur, but we skipped Surah Mu'minun, and nobody noticed, except one person. One sister, she emailed me, Zallah Khair, she texted me on Instagram saying, Sheikh, what happened to Surah Mu'minun? So I totally skipped it, so I'm back to it, inshallah. So your books, your Qur'ans, notebooks, your pens handy. And let us start with Surat Al-Mu'minun, inshallah. Surat Al-Mu'minun. All right, yalla, bismillah. I'm just waiting for more people to join. I managed, alhamdulillah, right after my Friday khutbah, to come and do this. So we're all good, alhamdulillah. We're all good, alhamdulillah. Surah Al-Mu'minun. It's a beautiful surah, right? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful surah. I will not go deep, like I said, into the tafsir, because the deep, you know, take us, you know, months, if not years, to finish the whole Quran. But I'll give you enough to understand the surah, the chapters, understand, you know, the meaning of, you know, of the content, the subject of the chapter, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Al-Mu'minun. All right? Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah. Surah Al-Mu'minun, its number is 23. It has 118 verses, 118 ayah, and it's in juz number 18. Juz number 18, you know, from the Quran. So, alhamdulillah, we have passed the half of the Quran now. You know, Quran is 30 juz. We're now in juz number 18, you know, and it's a Makki surah. Surah Al-Mu'minun is a Makki Surah. It is called Al-Mu'minun. It has no other names other than Mu'minun, the believers, because it talks a lot about the believers and the qualities of the believers, and their falah, and their success. What constitutes the success of the believers? It is in the surah. Is there any virtues of reciting the surah? There is nothing in particular in terms of its virtues other than it is from Al-Mi'in. What is Al-Mi'in? Those of you who are new into this Tafsir Bites or Tafsir Bits, there are four types of surahs in the Qur'an. There are four types of surahs in the Qur'an. We have Al-Tiwal, the seven long ones, like Al-Baqarah, like Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, you know, seven surahs which are long. They go, you know, consecutive surahs. And then after that comes Al-Mi'in. Al-Mi'in, those that are 100 verses more or less, we call them in Qur'an, we call them Al-Mi'in, because Mi'a in Arabic means 100. Mi'a means 100, so Al-Mi'in. So since this surah is 118, you know, more or less, right? You know, 100, when we say it's 100 more or less verses, so it is considered to be from Al-Mi'in. And the Prophet, with regard to Al-Mi'in, he says, Al-Mi'in came Makan al-Zabur. Makan al-Zabur. So what's Makan al-Zabur meaning? This Mi'in surahs have been revealed in place of Az-Zabur. In place of Az-Zabur. So that's the virtues of, you know, all these chapters that are about 100 verses or so. And it is, like I said, a Makki surah. You know, Makki surah. And in terms of its revelation, just so you know, in terms of its revelation, it's number 75. The surah is number 75. We have 114 surahs in the Quran, right? 114 surahs in the Quran. Surah Al-Mu'minun is number 75. And the reason why it was revealed is mostly two reasons. One that has to do with tarbiyah. One that has to do with tarbiyah. And the other one has to do with the struggle. Struggle with, you know, against the mushriks, against the non-believers. So we will talk about these the content of the surah, inshallah ta'ala. You know, it's all about taqwiyat al-iman, to increase, you know, to empower the iman of the believers. So once you go and read the surah, which is so beautiful, you know, it's a surah that, you know, talks about a lot of ahkam, it talks about tarbiyah, but it also empowers you in, you know, as a believer. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That's what it starts with. Imagine. It's the introduction of the surah, جُمْلَ خَبَرِيَّة, as we say in Arabic. جُمْلَ خَبَرِيَّة. What does that mean, خَبَرِيَّة? We said initially that the Quran has 10 types of different introductions. 10 types. You know, some that starts with Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Ha Mim, you know, Noon. These are what we call Huruf al-Tahajji. There are some ayah that starts with, you know, with praise, like Subhan, Subhan al-Ladhi Asra bi'abdihi layla. And there's some surahs that start with Khabar. Khabar means a statement. This surah starts with Khabar. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, successful are the believers. Indeed, successful are the believers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the qualities of these believers. They're successful. Why are they successful? This is why they're successful. This is why we need to understand the Quran. This is why we need to understand the tafsir. You know, because in it, it has our success in the Quran. In it, it has our solas. In it, it has our serenity. In it, it has our tranquility. You know, in it has our enjoyment. It's all in the Quran, right? So this Quran, this surah, my brothers and sisters, is split into two main sections. Two main sections. So the first section talks about Iman, and the second section talks about the people, you know, the non-believers, and setting evidence against the non-believers. So this is in general the, you know, the topic of the surah al-Mu'minun. The first section starts from verse number 1 to verse number 52. Verse number 1 to verse number 52. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts. Listen, this is, if you have the Quran, it will be nice so that you can follow me, right? You can even follow on your book, on your phones. If you have, like, let's say, your phones, right? You can pull the Quran, the surah on your phone, and you can follow me. It will be easier. You know, it will be nicer. You will understand more as I'm explaining, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. This is all qualities about those mu'minun, qualities about those believers. والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. These are the qualities. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, what would they get? This is what they will get. They will get, أولئك هم الوارثون. وارثون what? They will inherit Jannat al-Firdaus. أولئك الذين الوارثون. What do they inherit? Jannat al-Firdaus. So let's go back to it. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, are the believers, you know, successful are the believers. What are the qualities? Salat, the first quality Allah Azza wa Jalla talk about is they build this solemnity in the salah, their khushu' in the salah, their devotion in the salah. Like I said, if I were to go deep in tafsir, then each word will take me maybe days. When we talk about khushu' in salah, devotion in salah, what constitutes it, what builds the khushu' in the salah? So the true, you know, successful believers are those who pray with devotion. This is one of their qualities. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those who turn away from vain talk. Those who turn away from vain talk. You know, there's another ayah whereby Allah, Surah Al-Furqan, Allah Azza wa Jal says with regard to Ibadur Rahman. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Allah, Ibadur Rahman. The slaves of Ar-Rahman. Who are the slaves of Ar-Rahman? those who don't dwell into vain talks. When al-jahilun, when ignorant people try to have an argument with them, they say, salam, salam. I'm out of here. I'm salam, khalas, salamu alaykum. I have no time to waste with you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to the qualities, another quality of the believers, he says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, those who turn away from vain talk. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla also talks more about the qualities. He says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, those who guard their chastity. Allahu Akbar, really? Those who guard their chastity from the believers. You know, it's another quality of the believers. They guard their chastity, be it man, be it women, they guard their chastity. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. They guard their chastity, إِلَّا عَلَىٰ, except vis-a-vis their spouses. You know, you don't have to guard your chastity, you know, with your spouse, that she's your spouse, he's your spouse, sisters, brothers, come on. Come on. I mean, don't tell me I'm lowering my gaze and I cannot look at my wife. Ya Ammi, wake up. Ya Ammi, what do you mean? Allah says to lower your gaze, but to not against your wife, not against your husband. No, I lower my gaze. You know, there's fitna. She's fitna. Great. Allah has blessed you with a great fitna. Your wife, she's fitna. Look at her, man. And Ishma, you know, Ishma ibn Wahab. You know, fill your eyes with looking at your halal. She's halal. Fill your eyes with looking at the halal instead of going out and looking at haram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa ala azwajihim aw ma malakat aymanuhum. So they guard their chastity except with their wives, their spouses, and whatever they own from their rights, you know, they own at the time. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks more about the qualities. He says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, those who guard their amanat, they withhold their trust. If they make a trust, right, they withhold the trust. And they also keep their words, وَعَلَىٰ عَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. If they make an oath, they keep that oath. If they give a word, they keep that word. It's again, more qualities of these believers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, at the end he says, those who will inherit, what would they inherit? Oh, no, one more. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who establish their prayers, يُحَافِظْ عَلَىٰ الصَّلَاةِ, إِقَامَةُ الصَّلَاةِ. They not only guard their salawat, they establish their salawat. Not salah, salawat. Not they only pray duha. Allah Azza wa Jalla says here salawat in plural form. In plural versus salah. Allah did not say, يُحَفْدْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. You see, the Quran makes you think and makes you read. If you understand also the Arabic, it helps. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and those who, he didn't say salah, he said salawat. Salah means one salah. But Allah says, يُحَافِظُونَ. They establish all their prayers. You know, they guard all the prayers. There is all the prayers. Yani dhuhr, asr, maghrib. He doesn't just wake up to pray dhuhr whenever he wants to wake up dhuhr, and then he does not, and then he neglects the other salah. Dhuhr is easy. Dhuhr and asr are easy, right? You know, or maghrib maybe is easy. But how about isha and fajr? La, all the salawat. Ala salawatihim yuhafidun. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ulaika alladhina yarithuna al-firdaws. Those who will inherit what? At the end, they will inherit Al-Firdaws. You know, Al-Firdaws, which is the highest level in Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same section, talks about the stories of the prophets. Like he talks about the story of Nuh. He talks about the story of Musa. He talks about the story of Harun. You know, all this in the first section of Surat Al-Mu'minun. And then the second section of Surat Al-Mu'minun, brothers and sisters, second section from Surat Al-Mu'minun starts from verse number 53 to verse 118, which is the end of the chapter. Verse number 53 to 118. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some of the signs of the non-believers. He talks about Al-A'rad Al-Kufr, you know, Al-Kuffar. They're some of the signs of non-believers. Let me give you an example here. As those who refute the al-Ba'th, they don't believe, they refute and negate the fact that, you know, this that we will, you know, we will resurrect, that we will, you know, there's a day, the day of resurrection. These people, they refute, you know, that, you know, to believe in the day of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وهو الذي يحيي ويميت وله اختلاف الليل والنهار أفلا تعقلون. He is the one who gives life and he is the one who gives death. Allah, the one who gives life is Allah. The one who gives death is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doctor cannot tell you, you know, I can give you life or I can give you death. Doctor cannot do that. The doctor cannot tell you, take this medicine, it will give you life. The doctor can't do that. Yes, when you're sick, you take medication because you use the means, right? When you're sick, you go to a doctor because you are seeking the means. But you do not put your trust in the means. You put your trust in the Lord of the means. You put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So Allah, He is the one who gives life. He is the one who gives death. He is the one who gives shifa. He is the one who gives disease. He is the one who gives sickness. And he's the one who gives the cure of the sickness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how weak we are? Despite all our advancement and technology, you know, a small virus, we cannot find, you know, a cure to it yet. We cannot find a cure to it yet. And that cure, we can only fight it when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it for us to find it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're saying they're working on it. Right, they say it, but when Allah wills, inshallah ta'ala, then and only then this, you know, this cure will be available. But anyways, this is just to talk about, you know, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the same qalu, they said, when they got to Ba'th, to the resurrection, they said, the non-believer, they said, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. They're saying, you know, they give the challenge in Prophet Muhammad. They're saying, so when we die, and then we become dust, and we become, you know, like bones and then dust, are we going to get resurrected? You know, when this man came to the Prophet Muhammad holding a bone, and then he smashes it, right? And then he blew on it, like, you know, and blew on it in the air. And then he tells Prophet Muhammad, can Allah Azza wa Jalla bring that bone back? You know, can Allah bring it back? Look, it's all crashed, and then it all became dust. He says, yes, if you were to die, you know, you will turn into dust, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring you back. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. His amr, his order is between be and it is. Two words. Kun fayakun. Be and it is. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. Allah. Here in this section also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the whispers of the shayateen. And the only one who can, you know, cure you, and the only one who can save you from the whispers of the shayateen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say, O Muhammad, say, قُلْ وَقُلْ رَبِّي Allah, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. I seek refuge in you from the whispers of the shayateen. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّي أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. And I seek refuge in you, O Allah, if they were to come and attack, if they were to come and be present. So seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla from every and any harm, including the shayateen. Right. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also in the second section, talks about the verse number, the verse I mentioned is verse number 97, right? Verse number 97 talks about the hamazat of the shayateen, the whispers of the shayateen. And then in verse number 102, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the, you know, in the hereafter, you know, regarding those who will put way in the, you know, book of records. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those whose way are heavy in the Day of Judgment. And I talked about this in the End of Time series, you know, with regard to what's going to weigh in the balance. Is it our weight? Is it our a'mal? You know, are they both? What's going to put more weight in the book of records of the Day of Judgment, in the balance, you know? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, whoever he would put more weight in his mizan, in his book of records, فأولئك هم المفلحون. They will be indeed from the successful ones. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. And those whose way will be light, يعني they will come with not much way, they will come with no deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those indeed, they will be the losers. Those indeed, they will be the losers. And then in verse number 107, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to one of the wishes of the people of hellfire, listen to this, brothers and sisters. I'm going to end with this, inshallah. Listen to this beauty. Do you know that the people of hellfire also have wishes? Subhanallah. They will have wishes. The people of hellfire. One of their wishes is, once they enter hellfire, they will say, ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون قال اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون. They will say, oh Allah, bring us out from it. Once they'll be thrown in hellfire, one of their wishes is to come out of hellfire. Why? فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. If you were to come back, indeed we're wrongdoers. Just bring us out. We promise to do good deeds. Bring us out. We promise to pray. Bring us out. We promise to believe. Bring us out. We promise to wear hijab. Bring us out. We promise not to deal with riba, not to deal with adultery, not to drink alcohol, not to dishonor our parents. We promise. Just bring us out. فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. Indeed, if we're to come back to it again, then we have wronged ourselves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to them, قَالَ أَخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. Allah will tell them that day, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا, remain in it and don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. اِخْسَأُوا, you are مَخْسُوا, اِخْسَأُوا, stay in it, cursed, and don't talk to me. I will not answer your wish and I will not fulfill your wish. In a nutshell, this is about Surah Al-Mu'minun, my brothers and sisters. This is just in a nutshell about Surah Al-Mu'minun. In fact, if you want to learn more about, you know, the wishes of the people of hellfire, you can check out a khutbah I have. I have a khutbah, it's on my YouTube channel, about the wishes of the people of hellfire. They have four wishes. You know, I talk about that. It's a beautiful, beautiful, alhamdulillah, khutbah. It talks about health, you know, it talks about the hereafter, it talks about, you know, the wishes of the people of hellfire, then it talks about Jannah and the people of Jannah as well. So it's a, you know, just in case you want to learn more about those wishes. But this is just a summary of Surah Al-Mu'minun, my brothers and sisters. As I mentioned, the Surah in terms of its revelation, it's 75, and it is in the Quran, it's number 23. It has 118 verses, and it is in Juz number 18. Jazakumullah khair, brothers and sisters. This is it for me. I hope to see you later on today, because today, inshallah ta'ala, we will finish the story of Hud. So today, inshallah ta'ala, today at 3:00 p.m. not 3:00, 6:00 p.m. Eastern time, 11:00 p.m. UK time, we'll be with the stories of the prophets, and we'll finish, inshallah ta'ala, the story of Hud, the Arabi prophet, inshallah ta'ala. That again at 6:00 p.m. UK Eastern time, 11:00 p.m. UK time, inshallah ta'ala. With regard to the Tafsir Bites, this brings an end to our tafsir, you know, for today, Surah Al-Mu'minun. Those of you who've come in late, you can go back, inshallah ta'ala, and watch this session. It will be saved on Facebook, on Instagram, and on YouTube. Next surah, inshallah ta'ala, you know, will be on Monday. Next surah on Monday, inshallah, will be Surah Al-Furqan, another beautiful surah. Surah Al-Furqan, that will be next week, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Jazakumullah khair. Thank you for attending, you know, this tafsir bits or bites. I hope to see you all later on, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.